he's discussing the bracha on bread, which is going to take a long time, not because it's such a long bracha, but because there are a lot of subtopics. Amongst them is the amount of bread that you have to have to make a bracha. We'll speak a little bit about on the Tilas Yadayim. We'll speak about what constitutes bread, what is bread, right? What's not bread, what's mizonos. We're going to spend a while on this. The reason that bread has a special bracha to it, the chorah, it could be like any borei mizonos, right? But Chazal said that it's important to make a bracha specific to the thing that you're eating, and bread is special. For basically, bread is a staple of life. It's soed. It's not just nourishing, but it is a staff of life, almost world over. Right? In countries where that is not true, like in China, right? I don't think that they have bichlal bread from grain. They eat mostly rice, right? So they don't have mamish bread. I'm not sure what that means. But world over, kemat, bread is the staff of life, and it's all the same kind of bread, just, you know, what's it called, different variations of how they make it. But it's basically flour and water and baked, and that is the staff of life. So since bread is a staff of life, it's soed, right? It not only nourishes, but it is the foundation of a meal, and the meal revolves around that for the most part. Therefore, the Chachamim made a special bracha on bread, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Now, the bracha on bread, so at some point we will discuss what is bread, okay, what this applies to. At this point, whatever is bread, even if you eat one crumb of it, you have to make a bracha. Right? There's no shear of how much you have to eat to make a bracha rishon. That applies pretty much to everything. So even if you eat one crumb of bread, right, you see a bread crumb and you put it in your mouth, you have to make a bracha, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. However, you need a certain amount to have to wash, surely to wash with a bracha, okay, and to bench on, say a bracha achrona. That also applies pretty much across the board. For a bracha achrona, you need a shear, you need to eat a certain amount, in a certain amount of time, we'll see. That's all the future. Okay. By bread, like we said, there's aside from the inyan of making a bracha on the bread itself, there's a chiyuv to wash netilas yadayim for bread. The chiyuv of netilas yadayim with a bracha is for sure if you eat a kebeya of bread. And one second, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. What is a shear of a kebeya, a kezayas, without going into too much detail. Okay. A kebeya is an argument whether it is three kezayasim or two kezayasim. For more practical purposes, it's two kezayasim. A kebeya is two kezayasim. And what's it called? Not necessarily the eggs that we have today, but we'll see that for all practical purposes, when it comes to brachas like these, not eating matzah or eating in the sukkah or whatever, where we're machmer, we usually go after the smaller shear, which means regular eggs today. The amount of what's it called, an egg, is two. There are two kezayasim in a regular average size egg. There's all different grades of eggs. The medium one, which I don't know which one it is. There's large, there's small, and there's medium. The medium egg. And there's a machlokas whether you have to include the shell or without the shell. It's very small differences, we'll see. But in any case, in order to have to wash with a bracha, right, or to be able to make a bracha, because if you make a bracha and you don't have to make the bracha, it's the wrong thing to do. Right? It's a bracha shena tzricha. So for sure, you have to make a bracha if you ate a kebeya of bread. A kezayis, okay, you have to wash, but according to some, you don't make a bracha. Lahalacha, if you want to rely on the shitas that hold that even a kezayis, you wash with a bracha, you can wash with a bracha on a kazayis. Personally, I wash with a bracha on a kazayis. You know, on a kazayis, usually it's not that nogeya, because usually if you're eating bread already, you don't only eat a kazayis. We'll see in one second. A kazayis is a very small amount of bread. So two of those is already, according to some shitas, the main shita, a kabeya, so it's not a lot of bread. It's less than a slice of bread, either. A kabeya. So for all practical purposes, most of the time you have to wash with a bracha, and even on a kazayis you can wash with a bracha. Less than a kazayis, there are opinions that say you don't have to wash at all. The maisa, though, you should wash without a bracha. No matter if you're even less than a kazayis, you should wash without a bracha. A kazayis, you have to wash for sure, and according to some, without a bracha, up until the kabeya, and then you start making a bracha. And again, lahalacha, you can rely on those shitas that hold, but if you want, you can make a bracha even on a kazayis of bread.
Is that
the
tefillah
to do that? What?
Is it the tefillah to do that? Like if I want just a snack of bread, can I do that with the tefillah?
To what? To not wash?
To just wash and without a bracha
and
take
and yeah. 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 If it's for sure not a kazayis, yeah. If it is a kazayis already, again, they're supposed to be, yeah. Okay. Okay, now, what is a kazayis? So, he has pictures over here. Let me first say, before we get to these pictures, what is ever a kazayis really is not a volume, it's a weight, but the weight translates into kazayis is a volume, not a weight. Okay. However, it translates, if you know how much the volume is, then you can figure out what the weight of that thing would be. Okay. So like we said, a kazayis is half a beya, okay, and it's enough to go to a small shear to when it comes to brachas, okay. It's not a chumrah. The smaller shear, the larger shiurim are chumras. They apply only to Torah mitzvahs, basically. When it comes to making brachas, we rely on the fact that the olives are the same size olives they used to be, and the eggs are the same size eggs. And therefore, the very small amounts. How much is that? The amount of a kazayis, right, is, according to one opinion, about 29 grams of bread, which is about 1 ounce. If you, take it and make it into crumbs and put it into a glass, it'll have the volume of an ounce of one's little shot glasses. That's a kazayis. Reb Chaim Noah says it's about 25.6 grams, less than that. And some say that it is 27.6 grams. Again, they're very, very close to each other, because once you're dealing with a few grams here and there, it's not a lot of difference. And all of this is basically the volume, the weight of the volume of displacement of water. And not all things are the same in their density, so they don't have the same weight. Right. There's another shayla. And therefore, if you have the middle slice of a regular loaf of bread, right, the breads here, they're sliced bread. The middle slices are bigger than the slices as you taper off to the end. Usually it's somewhere between a third and a quarter of a slice of bread is a kazayis. That means a kabeya is either two-thirds of a slice or a half a slice. You know, well, usually people eat bread, they don't eat less than that. Eat a sandwich, eat two pieces of bread, right, you for sure have more than a kabeya. Shaila is, what do you include the air spaces? Do you have to compress it in order, if you're going after the volume, right, is the volume with the air spaces or not? By Ashkenazim, we hold that basically that the air spaces are contained. By Sfardim, there's two different shitas. One is that no air spaces are contained, are included, and you have to really compress the bread or whatever it is, and then to determine if that is the volume or not. According to others, what's it called, the Or LeZion, he holds that what's it called, that it depends if the air spaces are noticeable, visible or not. Notice in bread, you don't see through the bread, right? It's just that you can compress it. There you don't have to compress it, like Ashkenazim, that the air spaces are considered part of the volume. If they're noticeable, you have something where there's mamash noticeable air spaces between, then they're not bottle, and you have to compress it at least. So what you have to do is compress it minimally, but not hard. Mordechai Eliyahu says for Svardim that you don't consider it a kazayas, a kabe, or whatever, unless you take out all the air, and all you have is the solid chomer. Okay, it's a big chomer. For Ashkenazim, it makes no difference. If it has that volume, that is enough. So therefore, what is the volume of bread? So he has over here a bagel. I guess all bagels are the same, but they're really not, because American bagels really have one generic size. But what they call bagels over here, not bagelach, but what they make bagels are much bigger, and they're also floppier, and they're a disgrace to what a bagel is, right? So I don't know, but American bagel, I guess that's what he's talking about. So it's about one tenth of a bagel is a kazayas. That's this piece over here.
I told the matchbox.
What? Matchbox. Yeah, they China that somebody wrote recently in a newspaper that I saw, that's what people say. Lagavi Yom Kippur, we consider that Lagavi Shiurim, okay, matchbox. He said the problem is that when they said that, the poskim said a matchbox. Matchboxes were bigger than they are now. The matchbox has fluctuated over the years in Israel, and today the regular generic matchbox is smaller than the matchbox that used to be. So not only the eggs change, the matchbox has changed too. So I never looked into that, but I, what?
Also they don't work that well.
Whatever.
I measured a matchbox.
Yeah, what?
An old yeah. Matchbox. I measured it, it comes out right.
Comes out the same thing?
It
makes a very big difference, because I once measured my oven for an oven insert from the outside, and it makes a very big difference.
It's easy to think of a picture of
27
grams on.
I hear, okay. Rye bread. Do they have rye bread here? No. Okay. Let's go to white bread.
The bread that's here is more similar to the American rye bread.
White bread, right.
No, rye bread.
Rye bread?
Yeah, the white bread that you don't really have here.
Okay, he says a kazayas is what's it called, according to one sheet, a half of a slice, a center slice. And, oh no, with a regular 1 pound loaf, it's a half of a center slice. And with a larger loaf, it's a quarter. But so from the loaves they have here, what?
Kazayas?
A kazayas, half a slice. Of a middle slice, right? I'm telling you, that's different than what is the different sheet. This sheet is a half a slice. White bread, no. White bread is a third of a slice. I don't know which our loaves are more similar to. You try to rye bread. I don't know. Matzah, for instance, here you can see the tremendous difference. We eat matzah by the seder to be machmir, right? You need a kazayis lechumra. Okay, is a whole, almost a whole, at least two thirds of a machine matzah, and they're pretty generic machine matzahs. Here you need two fifths of a matzah, a kazayas, this small piece here. Okay, so you can see that what's it called, the kazayas pita. Well, that's another thing we can see. A pita, right? This is double, obviously. Okay, so that's what it's folded over, so it's two pieces. It's a quarter of a pita. It's a kazayas. Cut a pita into four pieces. Each one has a top and a bottom. Two pieces together. It's one quarter of that, which is one quarter of a pita. It's a small piece. And that's a kazayas. Meaning, on that, you would bench. Right? If you ate that amount, you'd bench. So, for washing with a bracha, you need at least a kazayas. But it's better to be, if you're going to eat more, to be machmer and eat a kebeya, so then the bracha for sure is. But if you're a person who doesn't eat that much bread, and you always eat kazayis, but less than a kebeh, you can make a bracha on a kazayis.
Are you discussing benching there or washing?
What?
The bracha on washing.
Bracha on washing. On kazayis, for sure, you bench on the kazayis. The question is only is, do you have to wash for a kazayis with a bracha or not? You have to wash. You have to make a bracha or not? That's a shayla. Yeah.
Are things with starve like before this? If you eat
and that we'll get to a different time. Right now we're dealing just with this, just with the bread itself. Yeah. Whether things are mitzvah for gabei bracha krona, that we'll get to.
So what's the rush
here? What's the sheer? I'm not 100% sure. You have to just be shyer that it's like he said, the matchbox. If you tell me that it's not that much, that's usually if you eat a half a slice of bread, right, from a gesunte middle piece, that for sure is a gesunte.
Yeah, there's no gap in the zonos and everything else.
Yeah, so it's a similar thing. The other ones are much thicker, so you need a smaller amount to make that thickness. And even if it's sponge cake for Ashkenazim, not a problem. You don't have to start squeezing it down. If you do, then you may have to eat a whole sponge cake to have a kazayis, according to that, because a lot of these things, they have these vacuum bags that you can reduce anything into like almost nothing. So if you really put a lot of pressure on a sponge cake, you'll end up with a whole cake maybe looking like this. So according to Svardim, you would never make a bracha achrona unless you ate maybe a whole cake. It's possible, I don't know, but Lamaisa, we don't need have to worry about that, and the air spaces are part of it. You have a nice slice that would be similar in thickness and area to these things of bread. It's the same thing.
You have to match it the other way. In other words, I'm not sure that this is less than a kazayis.
No, if there's a shear that says that's a kazayis, you could be yourself on that, right?
But Maisa,
I don't know the reason, but with Gabi, these brachas were mako to us the smaller shear. And therefore,
less than that. Do I have to be less or is the
no?
In other words, no. If I eat less than that, I don't have to make the
right. If it's within the range though of where somebody says it's kazayis, between what was the range over here? Between 27 and 33, something like that. Right. No, 25 and 33
grams.
So then you should eat a little bit more.
24.
Right, 24, right. Nobody says that. Okay. Yeah.
This is the shear.
There's a shear, right. Shabbos meals and love malka. It's all the rabbanon. It's all the kula. The only thing that's not like that is matzah and what's it called? And sukkah.
The gabbai and the shear.